Hello, and welcome to this episode of Holistic Hysteria with Jessica and Marissa. How are you today, Marissa?
I am hanging in. How are you?
I am good, and I'm so delighted to hear your voice in long form. Even though Instagram has finally given us 5-minute messages. So it's hilarious because if you may or may not know, if you're a listener, Marissa and I definitely leave a lot of voice messages for each other. And that's our primary communication because she's in Canada, I'm in the United States. So phone calls are a no-go. But it's been awesome. And but usually, it's 1 minute is not very long to like get your point across. So we usually end up with like 10 plus messages to each other. But now that it's 5 minutes, I'm like, oh man, if I have more than three, I'm like, that's a podcast episode. We literally send each other podcast episodes worth of catching up half the time. So we've both been really busy and it's already March 2025. And we're like, dude, we have got to get back to podcasting. Not only do we want to support our community, give you a little giggle, give you some education, some inspiration, like just share about life and all the things. But it's also really good for our happiness and mental health to talk things out. So that's exactly what we're going to do today is just kind of talk through what's been going on in our lives, what we're kind of focusing on, all the things. So it'll be, kind of a brief episode just to kind of catch up with each other and catch our breath together. So yeah. Hi, Marissa. So y'all have snow again. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I feel like we're in my neck of the woods. We've been in this deep, dark hole since December when we started to get dumped on. We've had and I will preface because anyone that's, from Canada listening to this, they're going to say, well, that's your typical Canadian winter. Yes, it is. But we've gotten spoiled over the past few years where it hasn't been this bad. We are struggling over here.
Yeah, like no joke. I feel like, I mean, every winter is very challenging mentally and physically for most people. It's not a joke that like the seasonal affective disorder is like a real diagnosis for people, especially when you can't get outside. Like we know how important like sunshine is, the fresh air, like all the things, hearing nature. But when everything is covered in snow, like you're not just gonna go sit outside for hours. So like when that happens, like it really changes your mood, like just your brain chemistry in general. Like I know we're not as active, like because we tend to kind of like hibernate in the house. Not to say there is importance in the seasons, you know what I mean? Like in leaning into the seasons and all of that. So it is supposed to be a time of more like, you've explored more different like recipes of comfort food and have more indoor time with your family and all that kind of stuff. But not to say it doesn't make us all a little bit stir crazy, and you can only take so much to really feel like it's truly affecting your happiness, and that is just no fun. So I don't know what
Totally.
all you do to like combat that and for it to be, I mean, to hear too, like we've had a few teaser weeks where it's been like amazing spring type weather, and we're like, yes, early spring, all of that. And then it goes away and it's freezing again, and we're like, what the hell?
I
Not
feel,
fun.
yeah, not at all. And I just keep going back to that video that I sent you, Jess, of you get a peek of the sunshine and we're crazy. We take our jackets off, we're in the car, we're singing, life is grand. But yeah, it's just doing what you need to do. I take a lot of vitamin D in the winter, especially. And being that I was not raised, sorry, I wasn't born in Canada and I was raised in an island until I was 10 years old. I truly miss the sunshine. And I do everything I need to do to take care of our little family unit in the winter. And this winter has been especially hard because our family also got hit with the flu, that really terrible flu that's going around. And it took us out. I feel like the month of February was just a constant circulation and cycle in my household. And I was just like, is this going to ever end?
Oh, that's the worst. There was a lot of sickness around here too. Somehow we've dodged it so far, but realizing that, okay, January felt like a year in and of itself, and then February was
Totally.
like a blink, and then it's already March. And so, you know, I know that it starts to kind of warm up a lot of places, but it's still, I mean, if you just, you know, if you don't get those nutrients and stuff from the sun, it is really hard to just like keep your immunity up and stuff. So at least you are doing all that you can. And that's really all that you can do. Like there's no point, you don't need to stress out about it because that damages your immune system and, you know, kind of a vicious cycle. And, you know, that's another thing that plays into like trying to, when you're supporting your mental health, when you're supporting your immunity, like not being really scared, that whole fear mongering that happens like with, you know, sickness and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I know that there's a lot of that happening too. And so, you don't want to let that take you down further than you would be just from the regular sickness, you know? So there's a lot of that, like trying to talk to the kids about like how, you know, feeling healthy and doing, you know, you're doing things to support your health. So like if their mentality is, I'm healthy, I'm doing what I can, like hopefully, you know, it does play a role in your immunity. Mm-hmm. It's so strange, but like some stuff you just can't fight off and you have to just fight through it. And I know there were people that were sick for weeks at a time. I mean, y'all were down for over a week, right? Like,
yeah. And it's circulating. Well, it started with my youngest, and not to like go down that rabbit hole, but it started with her. And then the minute I saw it was starting with her, I was like, and here's the thing, my family fights me on supplementation, and that could be a story for another day, but they fight me on supplementation, but I'm the one who's like religious with it. And so when they start to feel off is when they start coming to me for all my holistic solutions. And I'm like, dude, that's not how it works. You need to get on board from the beginning. So anyway, funny enough, and I've been telling this to all of my clients, this year was the year, and I think I told you this, Jess, was the year that I didn't make one thing that I make with honey, which is like a paste that we take. We're supposed to take 1 teaspoon a day to kind of keep our immunity up. And my girls complain and moan about it and hate it. And so I was like, okay, fine. We don't have to do it this year. And lo and behold, we went down. So when it started with my youngest, I was like, okay, let's like throw all the things at you to kind of help you feel better. And I'm going to try to mitigate for the rest of the family. But then it started, and then it went to my oldest. And then when my husband started looking at me, and I was like, oh, he's got that man cold look. And I was like, oh, shit.
It's on now.
And so I started, like, so from that point, I was like, I'm going to, like, I even said, I'm going to do whatever it takes to stay away from you and not go down with this ship. And I remember even telling my colleagues and stuff, and friends, and they were all laughing, and they're like, how did you think you were going to escape this? And I was like, well, in my mind, I believed it. And then it caught up with me, and I just had to ride it out.
Yeah. And, you know, and that's, it's just one of those things, like you can do all the things and still, you know, sickness can take you down, but no, like matter, like, it's just a matter of fact though, like the, if you don't be proactive, like you said, kind of, you know, ongoing, it's especially when it comes to like natural health, like it's not just a Band-Aid. Like those are like the medical things, you know what I mean? Like the natural stuff needs to be ongoing. And it kind of can kind of lessen the blow, but you know, you just never know how it's going to happen. So like, I'm just glad you all recovered and like, you know, got through it. And anybody that's dealing with that sickness out there, like our heart goes out to you, because being sick as a parent is super hard. And, you know, I don't know, everything feels like it just like, you're like, whatever, just everybody survive and everything goes to crap. But you know, when your kid is sick, it's a whole different level of stress and, you know, all the things. So hopefully the weather turns soon. You know, our clocks change this weekend. Yeah. You guys do that too, right?
Yeah.
So they're talking about, like, at least for the United States, not observing falling back, like not doing it again in the fall, but we'll see what happens. I know that our countries are just crazy right now, so who knows what's going to happen. We won't even get into all that. No. We will just slightly mention that, I mean, as far as Canada and America go, like, we all love each other, and the fact that everybody's being put in the positions that they are is a little bit insane. And we just hope that, like, nothing gets too outrageous as far as, like, day-to-day living, because that's a whole nother stressor on
100%.
In and of itself. So know that I'm over here going, oh, my gosh, Marissa was already telling me, like, the cost of living was insane. Groceries, like, all that stuff was already insane. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully, like, the greatest good for all will come from all of this. And, you know, we'll see what happens. So, you know, as far as that goes, I know that's been taking up a lot of brain space for people and stress and all that. So mm-hmm. trying to not always focus on that can be a challenge as well. I know I have a lot of friends who are like in very dark places right now and all that. And I'm like, if we could just get to slightly warmer weather and more mm-hmm. sunshine, that would surely help. I feel like the wintertime is the worst time to have like a changeover in government. I feel like, you know, big decisions just should not be made when it's super miserable outside. Yeah. It's like, cause it's, everybody's kind of grieving a little bit. I don't know. It's like, mm-hmm. it's just such a weird, I feel like this winter though, literally, I don't know if it's because of what all is going on, but like it has been one of the hardest seasons mentally to like truly feel alive.
Yeah.
I don't know what the word is.
Yeah. We're all in survival mode. That's what it is. We're all in survival mode and we all have like our backs up. And we're all like protecting ourselves because we have to, right? Like it's almost going back to that whole nervous system piece. Like we are in a state like we're being chased by a tiger and we're on constantly high alert. And so especially right now, and it's not the season to be in high alert, like you mentioned, like we're in winter. It's supposed to be hibernation, kind of cozy and all the things, but that's not the reality.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's why it's so hard. It's because we're like, the body's not meant to sustain itself in high alert for long periods of time because you just can't do it. It's not sustainable. We're human. We're not robots.
Yeah.
And so, I will talk about this until I'm blue in the face because, you know, having gone through my own experience of burnout and trying to keep myself on high alert for so long didn't do me any favors. And so this year, actually, I've stepped back for many things purposefully because my capacity is only so big and I don't want to go down that burnout rabbit hole once again because I know the recovery is not pretty and it's very, very long. And so, you know, I've had to set boundaries and I've had to like let things go and recognize that I cannot live on high alert all the time. And so I'm doing what I need to do for me to make sure that I'm supported in small ways.
And I think that's like such a good place to come from in general, when you're choosing what to do with your time, you know, what to say yes and no to and all that. Like, is it serving me? Am I supporting myself, my nervous system, all of that by doing this or not, you know, because more often than not, you know, a lot of us could benefit from saying no more, mm-hmm. Not to turn anybody into a no person. Like we want to be a yes person, you know? But when you get to the point where you're taking on far too much that you cannot even prioritize your own health, like it does nobody any good because then mm-hmm. when you're constantly getting sick or you're so stressed out, you can't even enjoy life. Who does that serve? You know, nobody. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know. To me, I think that's a pivotal story from you, you know, that mm-hmm. I always carry in the back of my mind. And I know we're going to explore even more of those details like later on. But mm-hmm. I think it's important for people to realize that like all the little things, all the little choices you do, like maybe not every day, but like, you know, week to week or whatever, when it involves other people expecting things from you or mm-hmm. the expectations you put on yourself, you know, mm-hmm. like having that, putting it all through that filter of, is this serving me or harming me? Is just very important. And so like, so some of the things that like I've tried to do is really, you know, I feel like I've gotten away from some of the things that really served me when I was trying not to go too negative, like when, you know, the pandemic and all that stuff happened, mm-hmm. I was way better at like journaling and breath work and all the stuff. And I slowly have felt like I've gotten away from that being more consistent in my life. Like I still mm-hmm. do it, but just not as religiously as I was when I was really using it as a tool. Now, mm-hmm. and there are other healthy tools that I've adopted, you know, like I'm still lifting weights. I'm walking a lot more. I got a walking pad so that I'm not relying on being nervous about walking on the streets, like in my neighborhood and stuff. So, you know, there are things like that, that I'm still taking adaptogens. I'm taking like natural peptides, like just, you know, really focusing on my nutrition. One of the things I'm trying to do over the next 40 days is not eat anything that or drink anything that has added sugar, mm-hmm. Which is going to be a challenge. Because I think what I've realized is, because I'm a pretty healthy eater overall, but I feel like over this last year, I have really slipped into, you know, sharing candy with the kids, or like them wanting to have ice cream in the freezer and like being like, "Mom, you have an ice cream cone." And usually I'd be like, "No, I'm good." And then every once in a while, you know, I'd be like, "Okay," which is not a bad thing. I'm not saying like you can't have all that stuff. I just think my, "Okay, I'll do it," like got way too frequent. And like my husband bakes a lot in the wintertime, like that whole comfort food thing. Like I don't know. I feel like it's a little bit out of control, and like sugar is, it needs to be a minimal thing instead of a very, very present thing. And what I was realizing is I was coaching other people on healthier options for like protein intake and all this stuff, and realizing there is added sugar in so many things. Mm-hmm. Even stuff that like, you know, promotes itself as like a good protein option. And I'm like, no, it's not, because either the carbs are insane, or mostly it's because there's added sugar. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that therefore the carbs are up. So like, obviously we need some carbs. Like I'm not saying like we do need carbs, you know, our bodies need carbs, but the sugar, needs to be minimal. Unless you're like some high endurance athlete, which most of us are not. So anyway, all that to say is that's where my, as far as nutrition goes, I'm going to continue, you know, obviously making water a priority, my supplementation a priority. But I'm really going to focus on trying not to eat anything with added sugar, not to say it'll be 100%, but it's just an awareness thing. Right. Mm-hmm. And then getting back to some of that other stuff, like journaling more, doing more breath work. Cause I know that like my cortisol is high, and you know, I have brought it down though. I've got 2 rounds of blood work to show that like my cortisol is coming down. So
that's great.
I'm doing a better job monitoring myself after all the years of like telling my clients, like, you can't make changes unless you know where you're at. And then like, I didn't even know where I was at with my own blood work. So, that is changing. So anyway, sleep has been better. Like once I'm asleep, I'm pretty good about staying asleep, but my bedtime needs to move up. And be a little earlier, but my kids are so freaking busy right now, especially my oldest with, theater and all the things that, I mean, a lot of times we don't even get home till after 9 o'clock, and there's no way I'm going straight to bed at 9:30.
Like, it's just, I hear you.
How do people do that? I'm like, I need at least a good hour of just like wind down time.
Yes. Okay. So I have the same struggles. Because we are also a very busy family, like a bunch of other families that are probably going to be listening to this. But, you know, it's funny because I will come home and then, you know, like, and I will be like, okay, it's time to wind down. Like, I need to watch a show, or I need to read a little bit of my book or something to kind of just like totally like tune out and zen out is what I call it. And you know, my husband often kind of chuckles because he's like, dude, like go to bed. And I'm like, I can't. I just walked in the door less than like 20 minutes ago. There's no way in the heck I'm going to fall asleep.
Yeah.
Because like, I need that like space. It's kind of like, it sounds terrible. The term I'm going to use is not going to sound very nice, but it's kind of like that spaced out time of like nobody needing me. I'm not doing anything for anyone except for myself to get myself ready for bed. That doesn't mean doing my skincare or getting in my pajamas. That's still work for me. I want to do abso-frickin-lutely nothing. And like, whether that's watching, you know, a show on Netflix, or reading a little bit of the book that I'm reading, that's what I'm going to do. And so he often like just kind of chuckles. He's like, you tell me you're going to bed early, but then you do this to yourself. He's like, because then I'm up early the next morning. Like I'm usually up for like 6 so I can get like my, again, Zen time, like my meditation done and my own personal practice done before I start my day. And so he often just kind of, he's like, okay, he's kind of like, he's given up, kind of like I'm a lost cause. He just lets me like do my thing that I need to do to kind of calm my nervous system to then get into that sleep mode. But what I'm finding is because I do that and I do that little piece of like filling my cup, I sleep better. Like even though my time frame is not as long as I want it to be, it's still more of that like rejuvenating, deeper sleep. It's not the same sleep that I used to have. Like I can actually compare it and feel like, okay, I'm getting more rest than I have been, you know, in other times in my life. So,
which is such a good point, because I think people get caught up in the numbers mm-hmm. of things, and sleep is one of those things. You're like, oh, you have to sleep like 8 to 9 hours a night. And it's like, oh my gosh, that hardly ever happens to me. But the time that I do sleep is very quality sleep. And mm-hmm. to me, that matters more, right? Like yep. you said, you like you feel more rested. Mm-hmm. So
totally.
I think what you're doing, I mean, and that's an important point to realize. It's like, you know, you kind of setting yourself up for a relaxing, actual deep sleep. Mm-hmm. That's important, you know? Mm-hmm. So whatever you're doing 30 minutes to an hour before you go to bed, before you go to sleep, like, is it helping set yourself up for good sleep, or is it kind of like revving you up and keeping you from being able to sleep? Now, I have to admit, I'm usually watching Instagram stories. There are a few people that I follow that I feel like I learn a lot from. Mm-hmm. And when I don't have time to like catch their stories during the day, like that's when I do it. Mm-hmm. And some of this stuff, I guess, is like kind of like news, which maybe I should like mute some of those people for a few weeks and just see, you know, mm-hmm. if my feelings change mm-hmm. overall or something like that. But, cause there's no harm in taking a break from following people. Like if they stress you out, or if yep. you feel worse about yourself when you follow them, or if it feels too much like the news, like I don't watch the news on TV, but I feel like mm-mm. a lot of the people I follow now kind of, they're like basically journalists. So I'm like, okay, wait, I'm still absorbing the news, but yeah. it doesn't necessarily have the negative spin on it that a lot of like the mainstream media might, but they're also, you know, sharing what the mainstream media is saying mm-hmm. to show compare and contrast. So I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm still consuming media, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And you're absorbing it into your nervous system. Think about that.
Yes.
And funny enough, I find it so interesting and so timely that you brought this up, because just before this, before us recording this podcast, I attended an International Women's Day webinar. So it was like, and it was put on by the Globe and Mail, and it was a panel of women, and they were talking about mental health for women, for working women, and you know, how to thrive and take care of your mental health during these times. And so interesting, because you have these women that are like in the C-suite, like, or like, you know, entrepreneurs, and they're very successful, very good at what they do. And yet they're bringing the exact same struggles to the table that we're all struggling with. So it was so refreshing to hear, one, that, you know, you're not alone. And two, that like, you need to start to filter out. You know, one of the things they talked about was that very thing, like the social media consumption, and like really, like, you know, bringing that down, because a lot of that, if you are consuming, you're allowing that into your environment, which then shapes the decisions you're making, and therefore it can affect your mental health, right? Because you start to fall into imposter syndrome, you start to fall into comparison mode, you know, all those things. They weren't necessarily saying you got to delete it all, but they were saying like, be mindful on, again, what gets your time and attention and when.
Yes. And I mean, I hear that loud and clear, but putting it into practice, I feel like I just feel like there needs to be, I need to pay more attention to that and like heed that warning and literally change my behavior. Like mm-hmm. I know as a behaviorist person that there are things that I need to do differently. And so it was so funny, because like in thinking about like, okay, like this season of like, you know, sacrifice and like coming back closer to like alignment and the universe and God and whatever, I'm like, what am I doing that's like kind of self-sabotaging, you know, my efforts when it comes mm-hmm. to truly feeling like healthy and happy and centered and like my, you know, cause like your mental and physical health are so tied together. And like, I, you know, knowing that I'm battling stress and cortisol and all that, like, the last thing I should be doing is watching some of the content that I mm-hmm. do. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? But it's mm-hmm. almost like I'm addicted to it. I'm like, I need to know what they're talking about. You know, I need to know what they discovered today or what happened today or whatever.
Oh, totally.
I'm like, no, I won't. I'll survive. You know,
you're invested. You're invested. And here's the thing, like, you know, as I was trying to figure out, okay, how am I going to take care of myself in January? Because like, again, I really have been working so hard on prioritizing my overall health and well-being and trying to put in, you know, little, not habits, but yeah, habits, little fixes that are going to, you know, last a long time, and they're not just going to be quick fixes and then I'm going to do it and forget it. And so, you know, with doing that and prioritizing your overall health, you have to let some things slide. And so one of the things that has slid for me, true honesty and transparency, has been my presence on social media. And it's not because, you know, I'm looking at it in a negative way. It just naturally happened just because I couldn't. It's either like, do I sleep or do I go and consume social media, right? Like,
right.
And so I love my sleep, so I'm choosing my sleep. And so that's just the season that I'm in. But, you know, there are times where I do feel sad and I feel guilty and, you know, I miss, you know, my presence because I, you know, I had a really strong presence and I've almost let it slide just because of my capacity. And I found myself, Jess, when I was starting to create less and I was starting to consume more, which is why it was my like warning signal. Like I'm consuming too much and this is spilling into the time that I could be doing, you know, a workout or making a better meal, whatever it is for me. And so that's when I had the rude awakening that I was realizing that this wasn't helping me at all. So then I had to flip the switch.
That is a great takeaway because when you're truly doing things that like they're not getting you closer to who you want to be, whatever goal you have, whatever, you do need to put it on the back burner, you know, because and I've been there too with the whole social media thing. Like you're not alone and you know this. Like I've been through phases in my life where I'm like, I don't even want to look at social media. And I, you know, really didn't want to create anything for a hot second. You know, and that's okay. Like I feel like everybody goes through it's, you know, especially entrepreneurs where like part of your job has to be having a presence on social media. Like not everybody, but for the most part, that's a part of it. And everybody gets a little bit burnout to the point where you're like, okay, I need a break from this. You know, the last thing, like it makes me physically ill feeling to like, be like, what kind of video am I going to create today? Or what kind of post am I going to make today or whatever? So instead of forcing it, like listening and being like, okay, I need to step back from that. But like, that's such a good point that if you're not on there creating you're still on there, you're going to be consuming more, which may end up having that negative tailspin that you've got to combat because of that. So I don't know. I've got to put some things in place about my consumption for sure. You know, cause I work from home too. So like, there's a lot of things I can listen to. I'm not necessarily watching things, but I can listen to them while I'm working or doing chores or sitting at the computer or doing whatever. And, you know, if I'm not like talking with a client or doing a class or consultation, like I'm just kind of, it's whatever I've got playing, you know? So I'm like, maybe I need to get back to like having music blasting or make sure it's a podcast instead of, cause I noticed my podcast listening has gone way down too.
Same. Yep.
So, you know, it's, and there needs to be time of quiet. This is one of my things that I did want to say is, you know, when you're trying to catch your breath, when you're trying to be there for yourself, what I've noticed is if I can be quiet and be still more, I'm more creative. I have more gratitude because more things can come to mind that I'm like, oh my gosh, I've actually whatever I was manifesting, like it happened, you know, it's like, if you're always having something playing in the background or playing in your ears or whatever, and you don't take that time to like, I mean, just in the shower, like I'm playing a podcast in the shower or whatever. And I'm like, dude, so like a lot of times I'll just go plug my phone and like, it'll be charging way far away from me in another room and I'll shower and like, oh my gosh, I have all these ideas. I have things I remember or like think about friends and like say some prayers for them or be like, I need to reach out to that person or whatever, you know, like if you don't have that shut off of everything else, like you were saying, that's one of the boundaries that I have been, you know, beginning to start to put up for myself more consistently. And it's allowed me to be happier because I'm giving my brain that space, you know?
Totally. And so here's what I've noticed from the small changes I've made. Yes, there's always pros and cons with every decision you make, every choice you make. So I'm going to preface that because I do miss being online. I do miss being on Instagram and like chatting with my community, you know, but As a result of me like taking a step back and kind of refocusing on me and filling my cup first, I am like able then support my current clients at a much higher, deeper level because I can pour into them from a full cup. So I've noticed that. I've also noticed myself enjoying more mundane things that I wouldn't have had I not taken a moment to just like pause and observe because I'm too busy and there's too much happening in my sphere for me to even notice. So I'm just noticing like I'm laughing a lot more, and maybe that's like a coping mechanism with the season I'm in, but like I'm laughing a lot more and I'm present more and I'm like enjoying the gifts, even though it comes with some hardships and some hard choices in the process. So, I mean, I don't think it's all bad, whichever way you go, just know that whichever decision you make, whether it is to consume more or less, there's no right or wrong. It's the right fit for you. It's like when you're shopping for a shoe.
Right. Exactly. And so, you know, all in all, I think, you know, we're all just doing the best we can do. Right. And then like you can do the best you can do until you know better, and then you can do better. And like you said, that is completely individual for each person. And so the more that you kind of just like take a little audit, bring more awareness to those daily things that you are doing, and is it supporting your mental and physical health or is it not, you know, and being able to choose, okay, I'm listening to my desires, to what I'm being pulled to. And if that means being less present on social media or saying no to this social outing or, you know, telling my kid that like, okay, you can play, you know, one sport at a time or whatever it is, you know what I mean? Cause it's so easy to get stretched so thin. And like you said, a lot of times it's our own doing, you know, it's because we said yes to too many things, or we always have, you know, stuff going on, going, like being able to like kind of hit that pause button or whatever you want to call it on all the distractions, all the noise, and really like, okay, what do I really need to focus on? Because like life passes fast, man. I can't believe that it's already March of 2025. Like that sounds insane. It was 5 years ago when the world really shifted. And that's insane in my head to say that out loud. So like it takes a lot of time and a lot of effort sometimes to make big changes, but it's in the little day-to-day things where that magic happens. And so like, you know, we're doing this, we're in the work for ourselves just as much as we want everybody else to be. And that's why we're sharing kind of like our struggles and where we are with things, and hope that it encourages you to just like look at, you know, certain parts of your life and all of that, and just see like, if you're not where you want to be, like what can you change, and start with one thing, you know, and whatever you need to do to press that pause button to kind of help you catch your breath, don't feel guilty about that.
No,
like you're the only person that's going to truly take care of you, you know?
Oh my God, totally. And so, you know, another thing that I, you know, it was funny in this webinar, not funny, but like in this webinar that I attended, the women were all talking about like, you know, it's not only important to set those boundaries, but like you need, so when someone, okay, and this goes back to, I think an episode you and I did, Jess, about me asking for help and accepting help. This really tied into that. And so one of the panelists said, you know how, you know, you'll have people in your life that will come and say, what can I do to help you? How can I help you? And a lot of us, because we don't want to accept help, we say, no, I'm fine, I'll get through it.
Yeah.
And so she said, instead of that, I want you to work on creating a list of things you need help with. And whenever someone approaches you and says, how can I help you? What can I do to help you? You give them one item off that list.
Oh my gosh, that's genius.
And I was like, what? What? I am going to start my list now.
Heck yeah, let's start that list. That'll help us breathe a little easier because people do want to help each other, y'all. Like humanity is amazing. And so like getting caught up in all the negativity, you know, it doesn't, you know, we're not divided. We are all connected. So sorry, you may think you hate so-and-so down the road, but you don't. You're made the same. You are connected. And so you know, if we can just do things to really support ourselves, you will see the beauty in other people so much faster. Mm-hmm. And your mm-hmm. life will be happier. You'll be able to just get more things done that help serve you and serve your community and all that. Like it is that ripple effect. Like once you kind of, obviously you have to take care of yourself and then your family and then your community and all that. Like, I don't know. It's just, it's just one of those things that whatever you need to do to help you catch your breath is what, you know, that's what I've got to focus on. Yeah. And just make it happen. So, and it doesn't have to be like the same thing for the whole year. Like that's the only thing that bugs me about like setting, New Year's resolutions and stuff that you know, this is what you do. And this is what you focus on for the whole year. It's like, no. Like, mm-mm. you know, it's kind of more like a quarterly thing, like, mm-hmm. but you don't even have to put a time stamp on it. You just need to be, you know, kind of taking that audit, kind of, you know,
I think we lost Jess for a moment. So, and this is how life goes, right? Like this is exactly what happens when we're in life, we're in the thick of it and the seasons that we're in. And so take a look at what's happening in your life. Like, you know, and you don't need to go thorough. You know, you don't need to go deep. You don't need to like stress yourself out over it. But you know, if taking a step back and like taking care of you, filling your cup and, you know, putting yourself surrounded by people that are going to support that, then that's what you need to do. And don't feel guilt over it. Don't feel the pressure to have everything perfect. And don't be afraid to ask for help and support. Jess, I'm just checking to see if you're back in. Okay. So, like, honestly, like this is what this episode was all about, was to give you a little bit of that, kind of sanity check and, you know, let you know that it's okay. Like life is a lot right now and we have to do what we have to do to show up and take care of ourselves. So on that note, it sounds like Jess is having some technical difficulties. So it's the perfect time for us to end our time together. And so make sure you're showing up for you. Make sure you're taking care of you and make sure you're filling your cup and leaning into those moments of joy. Jess, are you back? All right. Till next time, have an amazing day.